Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is not a brainstorm.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
Okay, take three.
Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Yay, no echo. I'm here. Yay, you're recording.
I know, right?
It's going to be a good day.
I feel like an adult.
Whoops. Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And
my name always sounds dumb to me. Amy Barton.
Amy Barton. Amy Barton.
That's okay. You know, Kerr. I'm like Trace Kerr. I had one that I had to change. I had to go get an old one because I like ate all the R's. It's like I'm Trace Kerr. And it wasn't good. All right. Do you want to try that again? And I won't drink anything.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm going to try to be ready. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. These are all coming in much longer than 5 minutes. I'm going to have to do some chopping and I'm very sad.
I'm really trying. I really thought that these, the spy one and the bandanas would be really short, but
no, they're full of great nuggets. Like I said, I'm going to have to do some chopping and I'm sorry if it hits the floor. It's not because I wanted to, it's because it needs to be shorter.
Yeah. If we ever get to a point where you're like looking for material, we can do like the Uber version of something if we really had to shave one short.
Now I have three files of outtakes from 2020. And my plan was to put that at the end of 2020, but I think I'm running out of time. It may have to start the year.
That's a good winter gloomy time episode.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'll be like, hey, throwback. I might even do two episodes, just one, two. And you just listen to your heart's content because I've got a lot. Zoom has provided a lot of material.
Yes,
we do.
That's true. We don't always start recording when we're at your house.
Episodes are like 40 minutes long.
It is 5:11 now. You're right. We've been talking a while.
Yeah. And then I just go through and I find the thing inside. I'm like an archaeologist.
So welcome to Brain Junk. I'm super serious about this. Please come to the office.
I don't want to go to the office. I didn't do nothing. Hopefully yours is more organized than mine that sat around for 2 weeks.
This one is kind of a disaster of exciting facts.
It's oh, great. Bring it on.
All right. So that being the shipboard policeman.
You need to say that again. It sounds like shipboard.
I'm leaving it. It stands. I'm not saying it again.
No.
I'm going to make this so easy for you to edit, right?
You're not at all.
Okay. The pressure's off, though. I don't have to think and be articulate about stuff anymore. I just get to be delightful and engaging and listen. Now.
You're always delightful and engaging.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Your turn. You be delightful, as you always are.
That's difficult for me. I'm more curmudgeonly. I'm like, facts.
I like to think we're like Lady Statler and Waldorf. I do think that's fun. You know, I suppose you don't have to qualify it that we're Lady Statler and Waldorf. We're just like...
Statler and Waldorf.
Non-puppet Statler and Waldorf.
We need to get a balcony.
Which one of us is going to lose our hair on top?
That's probably going to be me. I've been looking at those bangs right here going, oh no, what's happening?
Mine are just getting thicker and grayer. Don't you like to say the word eponymous?
I kind of do.
Wouldn't you like it recorded for posterity for the world to hear?
It sounds snooty.
It does. I love it.
I sound snooty enough already when I listen to our episodes. I'm like, oh my God, shut up.
And I'm terrible on those because they're the most interesting. They're the most scientifically in-depth and you have the explanations. And so then you stop talking and wait for me to ask an intelligent question. And I'm like,
wow.
Should we give it another shot?
That was so good and fun. And we had things to say. And I hate everything.
Well, at least you know now and not days later that it's missing and gone. We can do it again.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Worst case scenario, we do our gross out episode another day.
Let's do. I'm sorry.
I should make at the top of every show notes, the first thing I say is, are we recording?
Okay, you can be that police person. That'd be great.
Well, we're busy people. This has been a very fragmented morning for us.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're recording now because there's a little red dot up at the top. And I just talked about it. What is wrong with me? Okay.
I know. I don't know. No shame from this direction for you.
Amy's like, she's losing her mind.
Well, okay. I don't know. Who knows why that whole 1 hour of audio troubleshooting came? It's probably something very obvious that I still don't understand.
I know. It's just like, I don't know, but let's just not look at it too closely. We don't want to jinx anything. Okay.
Yeah. No shame for me.
All right. Let's do it again. We are recording. It's now all Amy's right. episode. Let's talk about Amy and Lon. All right. Do you need to scroll? Are you ready to go?
No, I'm ready. I scrolled. I pre-scrolled.
You're like, no, I'm ready. The problem was you. Okay. And it kind of hooks in with the, I'm not going to tell you this now. I'll tell you this later. God, stop asking.
I know.
This beetle had to be three inches long, quite tall.
Oh.
It eats ants. But what was funny, and I am going to post this video. So it goes to where there's an ant hole in the ground and it's picking up ants and it's snacking on them because nom, nom, nom. And it sounded like me eating popcorn. And I was like, I kind of want popcorn. But what was funny is the ants go to attack it. And the beetle is like, nope. And he just goes, kick. And you hear a little sound. And this ant goes, and so it's just kicking these ants as it's eating them. And it's horrible. And it's completely hilarious.
I look forward to that. Awesome.
And it's also narrated by, the British guy.
Tom Hiddleston is the British guy that comes to mind.
Moment. It's the old guy. He's done.
Attenborough?
Yes. So it's just so, it's so perfect because he's so droll. He's like, and it just kicks the ants and they're pew, there goes the ant.
So good. Okay. I look forward to that one. I did all the talking last time. Sharing. You responded, but I yammered a lot.
No, I felt like it was pretty even. In fact, I usually walk away from the two of us talking and I'm like, wow, all I did was flap my lips and she just sat there and took it. So
no,
don't ever feel that way.
Good, good. There's never enough time for all the things to catch up on.
Mm. How do we feel about Mencken's Law? Those who can do, those who cannot teach. I want to know about Mencken. He's not got a high view of teachers. And I bet some teachers did not enjoy him in their classes.
I have nothing nice to say, so I'm going to keep my teeth together.
Are you Team Mencken?
You heard it here first, brain junkies.
No,
it's
just
a good thing Trace is our editor. This is going to be on the cutting room floor. She's a terrible, terrible pessimist.
No, I was thinking more like, no, there's nothing I can say that, you know, it's how
you don't
can
want
I
to malign
this?
Mencken or teachers?
Well, no, in a college setting, we don't often teach college students how to teach, and yet they are teaching.
Well, that's true.
And so that's all I have to say. Yeah.
You might never hear Mencken's Law, folks. It'll be a mystery.
We did nothing. I was not there.
Nothing happened. It was a complete accident.
No. It was very boring.
So now when you say Loony Duke, I'm hearing D-U-K-E, like a fellow who's in charge. Is that how that's...
Nope, it's D-O-O-K. I just don't have the, like, the Duke. Is it not in the back of my throat enough? The Loony Duke.
Oh, it's a Loony Duke.
Yeah, what is it?
Loony Duke is a common, and I'm going to have you say this, is a combination of Loony and Duke, D-O-O-K, which is a Scots term meaning dip or bathe.
Oh, thank you for doing half my research.
You're welcome. Wikipedia.
Yes, Wikipedia was very informative on this one. They're good with big cultural celebrations.
Did you want to own that so you can say that you know that's what it means? Because you said you didn't know what it means. Now we know what it means.
We both know who the stronger researcher here is. Oh. You should own that.
Okay.
And run with it.
I'll just leave it in there. Got it.
Yeah. This is a collaborative work today.
Oh, this is going to be hell to edit.
It is. I'm so sorry. It's going to be rough. But I mean, there's lots of good things.
There's lots of good things. So many good things. Oh, my gosh.
Still
I'm just
with
a
the
sniff monster.
The mucus?
I have mucus.
Maybe it's a predatory fungus that is going to take over your brain soon. You're going to find yourself climbing a tree and leaping out onto a group of people. Hey, you're safer, though. It's a lot harder to find a group of people right now.
Probably telling me that I need to take the pop filter off and wash it.
Maybe. That could be true. I should do that with mine. I've never washed this pop filter. Ooh, gross.
Yeah, it has been washed because when it was here,
that's
I would
right, you did wash it.
I would occasionally wash them, but yeah.
But we've been recording for nearly 2 hours. This thing's got to be disgusting.
Yeah, I'm going to take it off and wash it after this.
So we are doing beds.
I'll tell you more in a minute.
I'm so intrigued. Oh, no, I have a zit.
I have one on my chin.
I didn't know it was there, and I just eradicated it.
Hooray for masks, though, because nobody else knows I have a zit.
I know exactly. I know.
My family does. I look like a troll at home.
Beckett had one on their face, and I'm like, but don't worry, it's below the mask line. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Because we all know the crazy train has not stopped.
Mm-mm.
It's picking up steam.
It added an engine and it's going downhill.
Yeah, they're putting coal on and they are headed toward town.
Yes,
brakes are gone.
Everybody's like, we're all going to die. That's why I'm having pizza for dinner. Yay.
Me too. I told them, make me a cheese pizza. I'll text you when we're almost done.
Oh, yummy. I'm going to go all veg. I've got mushrooms and tomato and woohoo. And maybe some meat. Oh, I thought I'd some pork. I'm making meatballs.
Ooh,
okay.
Yummy.
All right. So we're talking about music. Are you ready to go now that I'm done being distracting?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go where the wind takes us. Be spontaneous, Drace.
It's not really in my bailiwick, but I'll give it a try.
You're going to have to make that my ringtone for when I call you, please.
What is this? Where a Hallmark movie?
That needs to be the text notifier when I text you. Go where the wind takes you.
The number of topics that we've discussed today is 317 now.
Infinite.
Yes.
All right. There is a very interesting and maybe not brain junky topic of bandanas and the LGBTQ history. And the only reason I say it might not be brain junk because it's sad because they had to hide in plain sight to be known. But you might have a bandana that would be worn on the left pocket and it would be folded in a triangle. And that would mean a particular thing. And you might find somebody that way. So it's a resourcefulness of the LGBTQ community. But it's also a little sad that they had to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, I like the idea of bandana as super spy. So
yeah, color would mean something. Placement would mean something. You could be at least out to your community and known to others who were allies and maybe also looking. So although it was illegal, you could still find someone.
That's super cool.
Yeah. So that's a fun one. They showed a picture of a guy and he has like 9 bandanas and some are looped through his belt and like he's up for everything.
He's like, yes.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So
also just for you, look up illustrated manuscript penis tree.
I'm already intrigued.
The stuff on the sides, Beckett and I spent a good 45 minutes just kind of going, wait, what?
My. Wow. That is.
Yeah, there's a, the one picture that I'm trying to send you to, there's a tree, there's penises all
and
over
a
monk
it. Who's like picking them?
Yeah, gathering them. And what we thought was interesting is that they aren't hanging from the tree. They're just draped on the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's a monk handing a woman a penis. Like they've harvested.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing her fertility.
Yep. There are pictures in the margins of people getting shot in the butt with arrows a lot. There are pictures of people sniffing each other's butts a lot. I'm like, these guys needed to get out more.
Yeah, that's odd. Wow. I clearly have not been paying enough attention to illustrated and art and just those little wacky things.
The Doing Steganography jingle that's been in my head is actually from White Christmas. It's Doing Choreography.
Oh my gosh. That song and dance number is, that's when I have my bathroom break.
Yes, me too. It's so Danny Kaye.
So weird.
Yes. It's the least, it jives the least for me. It's like they just wanted the movie to be longer and to feature the lady whose name I always forget, to feature her tiny waist and her dance skills.
Oh, that's probably. Well, and they were making fun of like the new wave of stuff then. So.
Yes, those beatniks.
But it doesn't really fit, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like, why is he wearing a beret? What is even happening?
Yeah.
Oh, the jazz hands. I just.
Yes.
This is Trace and Amy on film. Next time, we'll be talking about Tremors.
Oh, God. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Just slapping a Christmas carol in the front of every single one of these.
I so wish I knew what you were talking about sometimes as I come into these.
Well, they'll be in the outtakes.
Yes, that's true.
And I just want to tell you, before we start every brainstorm, my brain always wants to, like the food shows, today I present to you Land Sharks. My brain always wants that format because you watch those cooking shows and they always say, today I have made for you, or I present to you. So I just want you to know, I never do that except for today, this moment, and I always think it. But today, I would like to, an interesting story. Did you know that testicles that don't descend can go all the way up to your belly button? Not yours. You don't have them. But
Not that I know of.
No. You never know unless you have a blood test.
Wait. Okay. So
can migrate further than you might think. They went in and they're like, it's going to be great. We'll see you in a while. And I texted her. I'm like, he's got to be out by now, right? And she's like, yeah, but not because he's done. They couldn't find it. He had to migrate it all the way up to by his belly button. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, now why? Okay. So here's a question. You've got one that works.
Mm-hmm.
Why not worry about where that other one is?
I know. Odds are decent that it's going to be fine.
I mean, does something happen to you if you leave it?
I don't know.
Well, it would have a blood supply. It's still attached.
That's true.
It's got strings.
It's a long
just,
leash.
You know, hanging out with your pancreas.
It's waiting for the mothership to come back to that belly button. Like, why are we here?
Wow. Now I need to look that up because I want to know like what happens. Because it's like supernumerary teeth, those extra teeth in the roof of your mouth. If you leave it there, it could kill your other teeth.
Oh, so there might be some bad reason.
Yes. So it's like...
And like, is it like an eyeball on long strings? And if it gets turned and twisted,
oh, you can have torsion.
Blood supply, that would be incredibly painful. Body of mass in your body. Oh, gosh, that would be terrible.
Well, and then it would die.
Uh-huh.
And you
and
could have
much bigger to
sepsis
absorb.
And all sorts of stuff. Oh, okay. So this is more serious. Initially, it was kind of like,
yeah, that's weird, but okay.
Yeah, it's like finding Where's Waldo, you know?
Right, yes. We're doing an ultrasound. I think I see him over by the intestines.
Can you imagine the surgeon probably going in with like a little...
Yeah, you'd think.
The little scope thing, you know, and they're like, huh, it's not where I thought it would be. That's curious.
We had an appointment.
Yeah, they probably were doing the ultrasoundy thing where we're the, and you know,
yeah,
it's all soft tissue. So finding it would be, wow.
You would not come up here to start with.
No, that wouldn't be my first thing. I wouldn't be like, let's start at the breastbone and work our way down.
Yeah. Nope. But it was right below the belly button.
Wow.
Weird.
So
this
do
is
they.
Almost a brainstorm of its
that's
own.
Okay. I know. I was like, I'm going to see if there's a way I can save this. Yeah. Can you, so then do you take it and then put it where it's supposed to go and it's a working
like
thing?
Tack it down until it decides to stop roaming on its own. I told her, I'm like, wait till he hits puberty. That thing already has a wandering spirit.
Oh,
gotta be
no.
Lively.
I know. It'd be like, you cannot put this child in cold water because that sucker will disappear again.
Yes. It's tacked down. It's leashed. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We can call this
there's
brain
so many,
junk speculation.
There's so many dirty jokes there that I just...
Mm-hmm. Brain junk after dark.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Okay.
I'm not talking about anything like that. Although it is medical.
Okay.
If you take the lens out of a person's eye, like if they have cataract surgery,
mm-hmm.
without the lens, our eyes can see some of that ultraviolet light. Monet's paintings, because he had a lens taken out of his eye towards the end of his life, his paintings became very bluish, like he was painting water lilies and they had a bluish tint. They think he was seeing the UV light reflected off of the lilies.
Wow. Gross.
Right?
Wow. Just like what happens when you don't put it back? Clearly, Monet happened.
Yeah.
And now I have questions about potential aftermarket lenses and things like weird.
Amy's like, take the lens out of my eye. I got to see this.
And you know that in the midst of all of them, it'll be like, whatevs. We can get rid of, you know, it'll blend in.
I am so excited for more. It's already been so good.
Some shrews can walk on water.
What? Okay. I'm trying to envision a scenario where that could be true. They're very light and they're very fast.
Yep.
Do they have webbed feet?
No, but they have very stiff hairs on their feet that kind of give them extra surface area.
So they're like brooming across the surface really fast?
Yes, they can run across still water. So like say it's a lake, up to 5 feet.
Oh my gosh.
And then they get air bubbles trapped under their fur, so they're really buoyant. But some shrews do hit the water, go underwater, and they're eating caddisfly larvae and small fish and things like that. And then they pop back up.
That would be nightmarish if you lived, like if you were the prey of the shrew.
Yes.
Wow. There can be any, you can't hide in the water. You can't hide on land. They're everywhere.
Wow.
Okay, that one wasn't super exciting. I might chop that down to really short. We have been running up against 5 minutes so hard. And now that I know that she's going to put them back on, I was like, okay,
oh, yeah.
I need
this next one on beds is very public radio and can be much shorter. It's a very Sunday morning chill. I decided with mine too. I'm like, these aren't like thrillers, but I really am fond of them. So we're going with it.
I think the music is a thriller.
That one was interesting. And it's science-y.
Yeah.
I gave them some gross this morning with the snake coming out of the stomach. Also this afternoon, I posted Fruity Pebbles Creamer on Facebook.
Ew.
So gross. Yeah. Usually when I post those things and I'm like, this is so gross. And I'm thinking I'm totally going to try that, but not the Fruity Pebbles Creamer. I'm not going to try that.
Well, that is an excellent brainstorm.
It's a very fun topic, but it's unfortunately, you guys, there's not going to be a ton of visuals except for like groups of women knitting from the World War One and World War Two era, because I couldn't find examples of this because I think they undid the whatever it was. It didn't survive.
So what I'm hearing you say is you're going to crochet some code.
You totally could. It seems unlikely that I would do so, but I love, this is something that Allie would do. She would completely have this, like, I wrote a 3-paragraph essay in that knitting. Oh my gosh, and I didn't even talk about, you see examples of this in also the French Resistance, but they were high fashion. They did not knit things into things as much as like do this intricate embroidery into a belt with music notes. And so the music notes said a thing.
Really?
Yes. That is the stuff you missed in history class that's worth looking up.
I was going to say, French I feel like I'd fashion. Heard about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why I didn't make it into my notes, because I'm like, that's directly taken from someone else's podcast. But that's a great episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class.
That would be a good show note.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it would be.
Let me give myself a note. Scintillating radio right here. Listen to me typing.
I love the tickety-tacks.
Okay. I'm going to end this one and we'll just, woo, we're like a machine.
I know. It's impressive.
In 1915, jelly bean had become a slang term.
Ooh, for what?
For a man who dressed with fashion but hadn't much else going for him.
Oh, so he's sort of foppish and if not useful?
Yeah, a dandy. If you were a... I'm thinking like Jeeves and Wooster, if anybody's ever watched that.
Yes.
Bertie Wooster was definitely a jelly bean.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That is a I'm so sad that that's not caught back on, because that's such a great, that's wonderful. I'm definitely going to start incorporating that. My kids are going to know I don't have a high opinion. Oh, there goes a jelly bean. I don't have the outro in front of me, but I'm finding it.
Okay, cool.
It's something like, you want to hear more? Ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. It probably will answer you back.
You've listened to this before. You know what to do. I'm Amy. Peace out.
Social media, Brain Junk, at my Brain Junk podcast. Throw a podcast on there if you can't find us.
Don't be bored. Moving on.
Thank you. Why can I not find it today? It's not titled like it should be, and so I randomly stumble upon it.
Oh, that's right. I seem to remember you going, wait, why is it there?
Yeah.
But I found it.
Amy Notes ODT, because it's an open office file. Okay, see, we need to get together so we can really chatter, because these recording sessions go on and on.
They really do. But they're fun to listen to. I I just turn them on and I'm like, oh, we're having so much fun.
I know. Just to chatter and have fun like this.
I know. Well, we'll get there.
Time will come. It will be safe again someday.
Okay. I guess that's it. You've said all you have to say.
I have. I think so. Let's scroll a little more. When I'm done, I'm done, folks. It's how I took tests in school, too. It's good for a B average. Anytime you need another dose of random, fact-tastic, science-alicious, articulate podcasters.
I knew it was too many.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.